Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Thanks for listening. We got 24 and a half more minutes of, I don't know, just stellar radio coming your way. Right, Ed?
Absolutely. I was laughing at something else that I remember that was funny.
You weren't laughing at me calling.
I wasn't laughing at you calling us stellar.
No, better than being interstellar. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And I got to stop that expression right there. I need to start counting. Some fella emailed us the other day.
And said what?
He said, he said if I had a dime for every time Tim said, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
He'd be a rich man.
Well, in fairness to Tim, to our listener who emailed or texted you or whatever he did.
He emailed Jonathan.
Here's what I want to say. This is going to sound, I don't mean this to sound ugly. I don't mean this in an ugly way.
Right, no.
But until you've been on the radio and have been told talk for an hour and a half, and then you don't repeat yourself, I will applaud you. But it's very difficult. As a preacher, as a pastor, preach a couple, two, three times a week. Yeah, sometimes you have fillers, and they're difficult to knock out of your habits.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You also, too, people got to remember there's a new listeners every day.
Right.
So you get
they haven't become annoyed by me yet.
Right. Exactly. It's coming, but it's not there yet. So you
give them time. Give me time to annoy them.
Yes. That's right.
Parrish Alford's in with us. Good morning, Brother Parrish.
Tim, how are you, man?
Hey, doing good?
Can I just say?
Yes, please do.
Parrish is sitting in for Steve Paisley Jordahl, who's in the Middle East, who's in Israel.
No, he's not.
He's in Alaska.
That's Alaska.
That's right. I got the wrong. JJ and Chris and John.
One's a very serious trip, and one is not.
Yeah, that's right. But the point I was trying to make, you guys are starting to annoy me now, is that we're going to call Parrish one tone.
There you go.
Single color. So it's Steve Paisley Jordahl now Parrish single color Alford.
Wear it rocking the red shirt.
Might change the color sometime, but
yes.
That's right.
But a solid solid can be expected though.
Because he's a solid guy.
He's a solid fella.
Yeah. Right. You have a shirt of color.
Yes.
So that's the main thing.
Yes.
And you are associate editor for American Family News.
Say that though in 2025. A shirt of color.
Yes, you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
Now it's
that's twice.
It's in the last Katie barred the door.
Are you going to say Katie barred the door?
I'm going to say it.
All right, so Parrish, welcome to Today's Issues program.
Tim, I appreciate it, man. I'm excited to be here. Look, this is an exciting day.
I
was a sports guy, Tim. You know my background in the newspaper. No one has ever come to me and said, Parrish, what do you think about the news?
Well, we're gonna say it today.
Unless it was
gonna ask you.
Sports news, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And of course, sports and especially football, is you could say you wrote in the religion section, right?
or losing your religion section.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right.
Or depending on what team you're on.
Yeah.
Anyway, a lot to cover today. So Parrish will be filling in for Steve Paisley Jordahl, who says he's in Alaska on a trip, a cruise.
Yeah, I think he hadn't got there yet. I think he was going to be in like Seattle today, and then
that's what he says. So he moved. Some people think he'll be in Las Vegas all week, but I didn't say that. I'm going to say like President Trump said.
Yeah,
I'm going to say
some people say.
All right. But anyway, Parrish, you've been on staff here with us how long now?
2.5 years, Tim. It's flying by.
And you spent how many years in the newspaper business?
Almost 40, between Louisiana a little bit, Meridian, and most of that at the Daily Journal in Tupelo.
Now, your hometown is Denham Springs?
Denham Springs, Louisiana.
That's how far from Baton Rouge?
It's like Saltillo to Tupelo.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps most of our listeners.
Well, we have a national listening audience, so that doesn't help them at all.
Yeah.
I know you're like 10 miles from Baton Rouge.
10 miles.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, very close.
Grew up in the Baton Rouge area. What's your first story for us this morning?
First story is a park ranger has been fired after helping drape a transgender pride flag on Yosemite's El Capitan, the big mountain there. And this a biological male wanted to make sure that transgender
ranger.
Felt
park
like,
ranger.
Yeah, park ranger.
Right.
Want to make sure everybody felt welcome.
Okay. So,
and that is what he he said.
Yes.
Now,
when we're talking about this issue here, is it a he or a she? I want to know what they are biologically. I don't care what they call themselves.
Biologically, this is a biological male.
This is a man. A male.
Who goes by the name, what is he?
Shannon Jocelyn is the name of this ranger who has been filed a wildlife biologist at the park since 2021.
And decided to drape a transgendered pride flag on the side of a national monument, basically a natural monument.
And he had help. By the way, the story is confusing.
It was confusing. And I was researching this, and they say the story
pronouns.
Says the pronouns are they, them. Okay, and then the story goes on to say that they are considering legal action, and I thought, okay, well, who else? And
they is a plural, right?
Yeah.
It's a plural for people.
Yeah.
But this person claims they as their pronoun.
Yes, they.
One person does.
They and them, and so you get these stories that, as Parrish is saying, that say they, and you're always going now. Who else besides this guy? Because they – and listen, Fox will do it. Associated Press sure does it.
Right. Just because they're conservative don't mean they won't fall for that.
Right.
But I will say this. So the National Park Service fired this ranger.
Yes. Yes.
And said you because that goes against their policy. Their rangers can't get directly involved in political messages, especially posting them on a big isn't that the big – mountain out there that everybody goes to see in Yosemite?
I have never been to Yosemite. It's a bucket list.
Yeah,
I'm a hiker,
me too.
An outdoors enthusiast. I would like to get there one day, and I can just imagine walking up to El Capitan and seeing that and thinking,
yeah,
man,
where's the transgendered flag?
Yeah, all this time, all this effort.
Anyway,
well, this is an individual who's confused.
Yep,
we need to be, you know, sympathetic, but we do need to stand firm on the basis of biology. But all I can say is, when it comes to this kind of confusion, sometimes I feel confused as well. And so little poem to kind of help you out here.
A poem?
Yes, roses are red,
okay.
Violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I. Okay, so, no, that's a joke from What About Bob?
Yeah, but that was...
If you've ever seen the movie.
I have, but I don't remember that scene.
Yeah.
That's
when he's talking to all
the
mental health professionals.
When Richard Dreyfuss opens the door, and there's Bill Murray character.
That's a top five movie for me. I didn't mean to get us off track.
That's okay. Next story.
Next story. All right. Loudoun County School District in Virginia. Tim, they just generate a lot of news.
They do.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
that's in Virginia. Yes.
Yes, and they have suspended a couple of boys, a couple of biological males, for being uncomfortable with a biological female being in their locker room. This is from Not the Bee. You know, the Babylon Bee we enjoy so much for their satire. This is their serious
counterpart.
Serious news outlet there, and these guys are suspended. They face a permanent dark mark on their academic records. The office has determined that the boys are responsible for sexual harassment and sex-based discrimination after being bothered by their
being a girl. Okay, so you got two teenage boys in a locker room, right?
Yes.
And a girl's in there.
Yes.
And the girl claims she's a boy.
Yes.
Have I got this right?
Mm-hmm.
And now the boys are in trouble because they complained to the administration that they're uncomfortable with a girl being in their locker room. Is that it?
Right. And this has come about in part because the girl who was in the locker room with them took video of them complaining about her.
Oh, she set them up.
Yeah.
Well, this county, Loudoun and Proudoun, Virginia, they have been – you guys like that?
That was clever. Loudoun and Proudoun.
They are, as Parrish said, they're always in the news because unless you're in California or anywhere on that West Coast, I guess, you can't get any more radical in the promotion of the LGBTQ agenda than Loudoun County.
Has been.
Good grief. They are all in. Now, is there a lawsuit involved here? If I were these students, I would sue because they have a right to their feelings. If this girl or these trans individuals have a right to their feeling on the part,
right,
in the opinion of Loudoun County, why don't these boys have a right to their opinion?
Yeah, it certainly seems that it could be headed that way, but it doesn't.
This is fairly recent, right?
Yeah, this is pretty recent.
You know what? Let me ask you, let me add this to this whole argument about the transgendered movement. If you can't define absolutely what a male and a female is, and you can't admit to that, first of all, don't talk to me about science, okay? Because we're talking about reality, not pretend, not how I feel. But are you born a male or were you born a male or a female? Okay. That has been, and you know what? These, the airlines are complicit with this too. And a lot of, organizations are, I guess. But this, you go on, I bought an airline ticket the other night, right? And you could go to any airline. They're going to do the same thing. Well, I'm not sure if LAL did or not. I bought an LAL ticket, but that's an Israeli airline. Maybe they didn't do this the other day, but these airlines. Okay, you fill out your name, you're buying a ticket, and then they get to the sex question. Gender question, I should say. And you click on the box, and it says male, female, and then it gives about two or three other boxes. Okay.
Right.
Now, what's the purpose of that?
Yeah.
That's woke.
That's woke.
There is no other box that you should have. There's no other box.
Right.
There is, if you want to put on there male, female, and then a box for what I feel like I am today, if you want to put that on there. But here's what I say. They don't even put the box on there at all. Don't even ask male, female at all, because the purpose of that, I would suspect, is for a manifest for your flight in case something bad happens. Maybe the plane crashes and they have to identify people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how did this person?
Or an emergency, like if a cop was called and they said, hey,
yeah, is it a male or female we're talking about that we need to, Lucas, whatever.
Right.
But they do ask you for a reason. Otherwise, take the question off. But I'm saying if you're going to say, you can be anything you want to be,
it's not helpful.
Then don't ask the question at all because it's stupid. Am I right?
No, absolutely.
You're right. And now that was sharing your heart.
I shared my heart right there. But I mean, don't ask the question. Do you see what I'm talking about here?
No, absolutely. And we've talked about this because this transgender thing has been going on for at least a decade in terms of being out in front of, in terms of cultural issues. But we've mentioned the fact that the poor police force, if somebody identifies, if a young male identifies as a woman, and you put out an all points bulletin because this young man robbed the liquor store.
Right.
But you put out an all points bulletin and say, we're looking for a 6'2" woman because he identifies as a woman. All the cops are going to be looking for some, you know, girl with long hair. You see where reality slaps you in the face and keeps people from doing their jobs.
Let me add this too. So I'm watching there's about a 15-second video of this story of this taking place.
What parish talking about this Loudoun County story?
That's right. And I'm looking at it now. Obviously, in the studio, can't get audio, but you can see the showers in the background. And you can see the facilities. I mean, I'm just saying, I know we said in the bathroom, but when you see the video, in addition to us talking about it, it makes it that much more, makes me that much more angry that this is an issue.
It's a violation of privacy too.
Yeah. Right.
Well, do you guys sense?
And we are all guys, by the way.
Absolutely.
You don't need to ask. We don't have a box to check. We're males all the way, all three of us.
I did not mean to be offensive. I hope I didn't offend anyone.
I'm not offended.
We're not offended.
Is this movement losing momentum? We've had stories to this effect at AFN.net, some funding loss, some people, corporations pulling back.
It's losing momentum except for the Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders. It's picking up momentum there.
For people who can think straight, and I don't mean that in a LGBTQ way, who think properly, it is losing momentum.
Yeah.
But for blue cities and blue states and for blue counties like Loudoun County, it is not. It's not only not losing momentum, they are doubling down.
Mm-hmm. But there is a reaction.
One lawsuit after the other.
There is a reaction among fair-minded liberal people like like Martina Navratilova, for example.
Right.
And I don't know that she's an American citizen, but she's the former tennis great. I mean, considered
lesbian, self-identified.
She's a lesbian. But she's against the transgendered people being able to play sports. In other words, males playing against females because they call themselves a female. So you had a J.K. Rowling.
Right.
Author.
Who's a liberal person?
Yeah, she's a liberal person, but she also sees the unfairness of this movement and how it's calling something calling something that's not real and trying to pretend like it is real.
Right.
Anyway, next story.
Well, along those lines, let's go here. You mentioned the NFL cheerleaders, and we have a clip, audio cut 15, Tommy Tuberville talking about...
Who is he? Let our listeners know.
Yeah, Tommy Tuberville. Yes. Senator Tommy Tuberville, former college football coach. They're talking to him on the Hot Mic with Hutton and Withrow, an Outkick podcast. Okay, talking with him. About
just to set this up a little bit more, this is the they have a situation. The Minnesota Vikings football team has
NFL.
They have cheerleaders. Yeah. They've always been girls.
Yes,
they decided to add two boys, two at least that I saw, two boys to the cheerleading squad.
Yeah, well, they're boys. They're not men. For sure.
And I think it's important here to make the distinction, as we have discussed off air. There have been male cheerleaders on college squads for years.
Yes.
And they're strong and they're athletic and they hoist these girls and they do all these stunts. That's not what this is.
No, this is a couple sissies.
Yes, you need to see the picture.
This is a couple sissies dancing around out there. And this is how Tommy Tuberville, the senator from Alabama, former football coach of Ole Miss
Auburn.
And Auburn and Texas Tech and some others, this is how he reacted.
I would like to ask the ownership of the NFL and the commissioner, what are you doing? I mean, you've got the number one sport on planet Earth in terms of people watching it. Your business is growing. It's getting better and better. Now, there's some ways that you've tried to attack it over the last 10 or 15 years, but you've been able to withstand that. But if you're going to be woke, take the men out of men's sports is what they're doing. They're trying to take gender and say, okay, we're going to make it more about gender than we are about masculinity. Then you're going to have a huge problem. It's coming. And again, you can see Minnesota doing it. You know, they're one of the blue states. We've lost them. You know, they're more about socialism and all the things that go on with that. And it's about, 150 genders. But at the end of the day, I hope it doesn't come south to Atlanta or to Texas or to Dallas or some of our NFL teams, because you'll lose it. I mean, people will actually quit buying tickets and going, because this is the narrative they're trying to push. And this is not just about a couple of people being men cheerleaders. It is about pushing a narrative that you want to put gender into sports. And let everybody know that we're trying to show that, hey, we're going to take the masculinity out of it a little bit.
There's been an attack on masculinity in culture.
Big time.
Yeah.
Ed?
Absolutely.
No, absolutely has. There's been an attack on fathers. That goes back into the 90s on sitcoms where the dad was portrayed as a buffoon. He's the stupidest one in the house. But there has been an attack on masculinity as well, where the so-called experts, we were talking about that in the earlier part of the show, these folks who claim because they come from a scientific discipline, college professors or whatnot, that they are experts and the rest of us don't know anything, talking about toxic masculinity. And even young boys being told that they are a danger to girls and they're acting in a way that promotes toxic masculinity. And we need to drug these kids and not let boys be boys. And so what Senator Tuberville is talking about now, these are, I don't know if these two men who are now cheerleaders for the Minnesota Vikings, I don't know if they're homosexual or not, but my guess is they are, and they are of the sashaying variety.
They're prancers.
They're prancers. And so this is what the senator is talking about in terms of attacking masculinity.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us – I mean, Ronald Reagan was a – maybe in college, I don't know, or high school. There have been well-known public figures who were male cheerleaders, and there's a part of that. Right. There's, you know, somebody's got to hoist the women up so that they can, you know, do the, you know, the, you know, YMCA.
Things you can't do.
Yes. So they're masculine men.
They're strong, they're not wearing these
two guys are wearing what girls wear. And so this is gender bending and promoting gender fluidity to those who are there. Now, personally, I don't think that many people are going to avoid buying tickets because they're there to watch football. But it probably did some damage, for example, when some of these athletes were taking a knee during the national anthem. Those are the kind of things that has hurt the NFL tremendously with its fan base. I'm not sure how much this will, but it shows just how much these major corporate powers, and the NFL is a corporate power, how much they are.
Nobody wants to watch this, though.
No, I don't want to watch.
Nobody wants to watch
prancing around.
Prancing around.
Right.
They're prancers, you say. You wouldn't call them Donner or Blitzen.
You know, Paris, nice. You're going to fit right in
here. I think you're going to fit right in. Absolutely.
You know, Ed and Wesley, they're jokesters.
I think y'all said all week. Y'all said all weekend on this subject because my tolerance and patience are about paper thin on this.
Yeah, yes.
And you don't want to add something?
I probably don't need Wesley on radio.
You don't need to unleash Wesley on these on these pranchers.
Making men and young men soft and weak and like this drives me. I mean, I flip a switch. I turn over a table or two. Yeah. So why were you
exhibit toxic masculinity?
Yes.
In reaction to that. We got a minute left.
Next story.
What story
all
you
right.
got?
Minute left. The Brits want the Super Bowl, Tim. They want the Super Bowl in London. Good or bad?
Ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, I would just quote George H.W. Bush: "Not gonna do it."
Why not?
I don't think we're gonna do it. We do have games in Britain every week, right?
Well, we want the whole Super Bowl to be moved
in London. They don't have a team, which usually the host city has an NFL team. There's that whole time difference thing.
Oh no, we're never going to have this. Yes, we're never going to have the Super Bowl anywhere off the U.S. soil.
They used to be just preseason games they'd have in London, but now they have started having a couple of games
every week.
During the
season. Two teams play over there.
Yeah, and you could do the AFC versus NFC, you know, all star type game over there. All that
nobody watches.
Then no one watches.
They're not going to have Super Bowl is going to stay in the U.S.
Yes.
But you know, hey, you can't blame the Brits for trying. Sure,
that's right.
Yeah.
Give them a little credit there.
They want to bring American football, real football.
But until the Brits start calling our football football.
Mm. Yes.
That's fair.
We're not going to negotiate.
No, and besides, football. Who wants to go to the football. Super Bowl and have to eat fish and chips and drink tea?
It's just wrong.
You need Rotel and hot dogs.
Yeah, that's right, man. Yeah. Hamburgers. And
right,
soft drinks.
For more toxic masculinity, join us here tomorrow on Today's Issues.